In today's episode, I am giving you a 6-week savings challenge because some of us during this time of the year, at the time of this recording, need to save a little bit more than we need to spend. I got something for you that's going to be super simple to put some real cash in your pocket real quick. And this is something that you can do with anybody in the family. Make sure you catch me on the inside. I'll see you there. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. And today, we are talking about the finances part of that trifecta, because I think that at the time of this recording, which is near getting close to the end of the year, so it's holiday season that's coming up, I want to be able to have us do something that's contrary to what most people right now are doing. You know, at the time of this recording, let's see, we're in mid-November, and the Black Friday sales have already started. I just feel like, I'm going to just say this. I haven't done my normal opening because I'm just going in already. The Black Friday is a hot mess now. It's literally a hot mess. It's supposed to be on Friday. Now they are starting in October, right? Like November, like Black Friday, it's all over. Like they're trying to get earlier and earlier and earlier. And it just, to me, is taking the sting out of it. It's taking the fun out of it. It's taking the one day out of it. After you done ate 2 or 3 times on Thanksgiving, you can go out and do some shopping or get ready for some shopping. But it's just crazy these days. And so I want to be able to talk about how we can do something different, and really be able to break some chains, some shackles, because I think many of us are in this place really of bondage where we do way too much spending during Christmas time, way too much spending. And don't tell me I know Jesus is the reason for the season. I know that, but we still spend too much. We spend way too much. And I remember years ago where I was always trying to top the year before with friends and family. And every January I was broke. I was absolutely broke, but because I wanted to be able to do more and more and more. And I remember the year, I might have even talked about it in a podcast way early, that I didn't buy anything. And I remember my nieces and nephews that I was with at the time were like, "Aunt Tamika, what'd you get for us?" And I was like, "Nothing." Everybody was mad for about 15-20 minutes. And then they went on about their business. And you know what? That was the last year that I did it. It was the last year I gave out gifts, feeling compelled. And as a matter of fact, I don't really give out gifts on Christmas, sometimes to some smaller kids like my grandbabies, but I really don't, because that was just such a dark place, and I'm gonna call it dark for me because I know where it was birthed from, but just such a place where I just didn't want to get shackled to that anymore. And so that's just my story. That's just what it is I do. But I want to challenge you to do some savings over this holiday season. And it really doesn't matter what time of the year, what day you listen to this challenge, whatever time you're listening to this challenge. I don't care if it's in July. I don't care if it's 3 years from the time of the recording. I want you to partake in this, because you know what? It's only going to help us. And if you're listening to it at a different time other than when I said I timestamped it in November, then it was for you to hear at this time. And so that's what I'm challenging you with. I thank you. I want to get back to my opening of thanking those of you who have been listening to me and rocking with me from all over the world. I appreciate you. You see, I changed the category again to Christianity with entrepreneurship, because I'm just sliding over there a little bit more. And that's just what it is we're going to do, because I figure it's the same good content, but I'm just trying to make sure that I'm getting into the areas that I'm supposed to get to. Thank you also for those of you who have been giving some donations. I so appreciate you. As my pastor says, giving back to the to the house that you are harvesting from. And so I appreciate that. Anything helps. $5, $2, $10, $20. It's just going to help to grow the channel. There's no way that I keep that. I use it to help to grow the channel and to grow our reach. So thank you so much for that. So what I did is I put together a quick 6-week challenge, because there's about 6 weeks left to this year at the time of this recording. And again, if you don't, you can just do 6 weeks from whenever you listen to it. Doesn't matter if it goes across like New Year's, or it goes across the summer, or goes across, just do it for 6 weeks. You can do it for 4 weeks. But the way that I did it for 6 weeks because I want you to either be able to save $100, $500, or $1,000. Now, if you've grown, get on up to $2,500 and $5,000 in the next 6 weeks by putting together a very, very strong plan for yourself. I'm challenging you on that, right? And then let God guide you as to where it is, what it is that you want to do with that money. Maybe it could jumpstart you actually doing some more savings for yourself, because sometimes it's hard to say, I don't know how to save, or I can't save well, or what have you. Well, this is something that I think can help you, because it's super simple. I'm doing it on a smaller scale, 100, 500, or 1,000. You can take whatever increment you want, but I'm telling you, sometimes the hardest part is getting started. So here it is real quick. This, I think, is just going to be actually pretty quick podcast, because I just want to talk to you about this savings plan. And if you have a child, a young person that's saving up for college, you have a little tyke, and you want them to help you save, you want to teach them how to save, you can go through something like this with them, right? You can absolutely go through something like this with them to help them to get started and to get saving. So if you are doing a beginner level as saving that $100, what I want you to do over 6 weeks, this is what it is. Week one, save $5. Week two, 10. Week three, 15. Week four, 20. And weeks five and six, $25 each. And that'll get you a total of $100. Now, when I get to the end of doing the numbers for the next two, for the 500 to 1,000, I'm going to talk about some places where we can try to find some ways to slim some things down to get that type of money, right? So week one, it really adds $5 from week one, two, three, four, and five. So just start with $5 and add $5. If you started with five, then add 10. If you started with 10, then add another five. So 15, 20, 25, and then the last week do 25. If you want to just add it at 30, then you have 105. Nothing wrong with that. So just adding $5 a week for that duration. If you want to save $500, you're going to add $10 a week. And this is an intermediate level. You start at $10 a week and start at $30. So week one, start at $30. And then you just go up by $10 every week, $30 to $40 to $50 to $60. You're going to skip 70. I said 10, but I was inaccurate on that one because I had to look at my stuff again. So 60, 80, and then 90. That'll get you 500. So 30, 40, 50, 60, and then jump that 70, go to 80 and 90, and you will be at $500. Like, that's not hard. If that is somewhere where you feel like you can get skinny on some things. Again, I'm going to talk about some of the tips in a second to achieve that, right? But it's not hard when you think about it like that, right? You're going to get paid within those times. And if you know that you get paid every 2 weeks, you might have to save some for a 2-week stint. So, I got to have my money for this week and I got to have my money for next week, right? Like, you can do it if you put your mind to it. I didn't mean to rhyme, but I did. And then if you're wanting to do a $1,000 plan for 6 weeks, this is an advanced level, right? Is you do the week one, you do $60. And then week two, you do $80. Week three, $100. Week four, $150. Week five, $200. And week six, $250. Now, watch this. You might be talking about wanting to go on a vacation and you need $1,000 to do that. You could do it in 6 weeks. You might be wanting to take a cruise. You might be wanting to fly somewhere to go do something. You might want to purchase something for yourself, right? I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you if you have that type of income to be able to do that. And you know what? Again, most of the time we do have it because we don't know where we spend our money anyway. I said it and I'm not taking it back. We don't know where the money go. It's like, what did I do? What did I do? How did I get there? Like, where'd the money go? Right. Now, one of the things that I think that can be helpful, right, is to you got to stay motivated while you're doing it. Right. And I would encourage you to do it with someone. You know, maybe you're on a $500 plan and someone else is on $100. Maybe you could do that with, you know, you could do it with you and a child, right? You know, maybe they're getting some allowances or maybe you have a youngster that's working or doing some things. Like, you guys can do it with anybody. And I'm telling you, the more people that are involved, the happier folks will be and the easier it will be for you. So making sure you're doing it with someone, keeping track of it, right? Keeping track of it. You know, you can put it in a jar. You could put it, you know, you can be real creative about where you want to put it. You can go old school, put it in a sock and put it up underneath the mattress if you want to, right? So you can be very, very creative about what it is, but tracking it and celebrating those milestones every single week. Because really, or you could do something like you do an automatic transfer, right? That, because, you know, most checking accounts, if not all of them nowadays, will allow you to set up an automatic transfer every single week, right? Where you could just say a percentage and it'll just go every single week, right? So you don't even have to worry about it. And that might be something that'll help you as well. I also think that some of the things that I wanted to encourage you to do when you're looking at, how can I do that? Now, I'm going to tell you guys, you know how I feel about you Starbuckies out there. Now, you can save $5 to $7 a week by just letting one of them Starbucks drinks go. Just one of them. I'm not even saying all of them. I'm saying on one day, you don't have to be hateful towards nobody because you didn't get your fix, but you can let one of those go, right? You could decide that this week I'm going to pack my lunch. You might say over the next month, I'm going to pack my lunch, right? Because it's always going to save you money to not go out. And maybe it is that you have this ritual at work where you are going to go out with your folks, you know, every Tuesday and you meet with your folks. You just don't have to buy anything and you can tell them what you're doing. Right. Matter of fact, you can get them involved with it. Right. Like you can tell folks to get folks in on it and you can still go out and hang out with them. You can eat the lunch that you brought. You can sit there and not have lunch at all. Right. So that can be something that can just every single week can help you out. You could cut some subscriptions. Like I always tell you, we don't need all those television subscriptions. And I want to encourage you. You know what I know? That there are a lot of subscriptions that we actually don't really use like that. Like for real. Like we have it. I think there's a lot of us that are like just in case people, right? I know I'm not the only one, but I got it just in case. I might once in a blue moon might want to do this day. You guys cut it off and at least cut it off for the next 2 months so that you can save some money and utilize that money to put into your savings plan. Right. And you could use some of the apps like keep it on, you know, your Cash App or do something like that where you won't spend it. Now, if you spend it on your Cash App, don't put it there, but keep it somewhere where you won't spend it. What's the goal? The goal is to make sure that you are doing this, right? That you can get to that amount. You can save, if you're trying to do more, you can save $40 to $50 a month easily by not doing your gym membership that you're not going to. Now, I'm encouraging you to stay at the gym, but I'm encouraging you to actually go to the gym, right? Not doing takeout. You know, that'll save you some money, right? Limit some of your entertainment spending. Not getting all the good stuff that you want when you go grocery shopping. You know you can save some money by doing that. Right. And so those are some of the things. I'm not even getting to more complicated things like selling stuff and doing all that, because I don't necessarily think that's something that you have to do, even though I have it written. You don't have to do anything like that, but you could just get skinny on a couple of things, or you could just decide, I'm just going to stop being reckless. How about that? I said it, deal with it, and I ain't taking it back. Like, we could just stop being reckless. We can stop. We can stop being on Amazon, because I know there's some of you guys out there that get Amazon every 2 days. Like, you know, the Amazon people know you. Your neighbors know the Amazon person is coming, right? Like, Amazon is going to be busy during this time of the year. We already know that. But we can make some adjustments with what it is that we're doing so that we can get ourselves to a point where we can save a little change. All I wanted to do was encourage you guys today to be able to, whatever season you listen to this podcast on, that you can begin begin a plan. Now, some of you are going to say, I already know it because I can feel it in my spirit. I'm going to start when the new year comes. I know you're going to say it. And if that's something that you need to do for this year, I'm going to press you to say, don't wait. But if you have to, do it. Because here's the thing, it doesn't matter. Maybe you decide to do it at the start of the year. You do 6 weeks on and you take a little bit of a break and you do it a couple, two or three times throughout the year. Think about how much money you'll save then. Because the goal is that it becomes automatic so that you can get your finances to a place that you want them. You can utilize that money to take some courses as you want, do some more self-care, go back to school, do some, I mean, there are so many different things. I'm talking about a lot of positive things. Some things, again, like I said earlier, you just might want to take a nice vacation. That might just be all you want to do. But I'm encouraging you, instead of utilizing this particular season to spend, I'm going to encourage you to save, because I think that we are just doing some of these things backwards. And then we complain about when prices go up, which we should complain about, but we would be doing better if we could stop the bleeding ourselves, challenge ourselves to do things before we trying to be mad at stores and the government and everybody else for the prices that they're raising. That might set somebody free right there. Just thinking about what I can do, because that's not going to change. What can I do to be free, right? And this might be one of the ways that jumpstart you. I hope there was something that I said today, even on this quick, non-threatening podcast of just getting something saved. I want you to get started. I hope that there was something that I said that blessed you, was a blessing to your spirit. If you feel so compelled, please send this to another sister friend to be able to help them. Tell them, let's do this thing together, because it's super simple. You guys can listen to this podcast again and pick one of those challenges. You can say $250, figure out, you know, what the math is for that, and go ahead and get started, because I think that it's going to be a blessing to your spirit just to get started. I hope that you have decided that you're going to be great today on purpose, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.